ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीशाकां। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा Harinam Chintamani is the treatise which is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the teachings of Haridas Thakur, where the efficacy of the holy name has been described. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did not teach anything, but he made his disciples, there were forefront disciples, you know, to become instrument in teaching the whole world. So he put up a question and his disciples would answer. It's other way around business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply an ardent listener, and he approved everything what the disciples spoke, because that is the perfection of the process. In the initial aspect, Haridas Thakur is telling about that Lord Krishna can only be recognized, that he is existing, if his energies are manifested. Without the manifestation of his energies, he will never be known. So, these energies are categorized into three. The one which is cognizant energy itself is called Chidvaibhav. One which is material energy which is not cognizant by itself, it is called Achidvaibhav. And the Jiva, even though it is part of the internal potency or Chit potency, yet it is so minute that it can be overpowered by the material energy. So it's a sandwich situation and it is called Jaiva Vaibhav. And all these three vaibhavs are manifested. All these three are manifested. Just like Jiva is manifested, even though it is spiritual in nature. Material nature is perceivable through material senses. But material senses cannot perceive the spiritual nature. But Jiva himself is manifested, therefore the internal potency is also manifested. But that realm, Krishna is differentiating. Prastasmattu bhavo nyo vyakta vyakta sanatana. That spiritual potency is beyond vyakta and avyakta, means manifested and non-manifested. What manifests and what unmanifest? It is the material energy. It is created, it is maintained, and it is dissolved. Right? So, the idea is that Haridas Thakur is putting that because the potencies are manifested, therefore the potent can be realized. You know? So there is every possibility that we have to go through the potency. Now, he gives example of chit potency or the cognizant energies, and they are holy name, the form, all the attributes, even the dham, everything is cognizant. So these are the manifestation of chit potencies. All the avatars also come through the chit potency. Alright? The material manifestation, everybody is familiar, nobody has to be taught anything. Alright? And Jaiva Vaibhav is the marginal potency. But how it is covered, that is also told, that in Kali Yuga, the most predominant modes are which are existing is Rajagun and Tamagun. Very little Sattvagun is there. So, and bodies are covered with the two major gunas, which are base gunas. It has to lift up to come to the point of Sattvaguna. But the Mishra Sattva is present. Means the sattva is contaminated by modes of passion and ignorance. Alright? So therefore we require purification. And the purificatory process is through the holy name, which is manifested. The holy name, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirta. It has been imported from Golok Vrindavan. It is a manifested form. It is not manufactured here. Alright? Not some fertile brain. Even Vyasadeva never mentions that I have created this mantra. No. It is there from ages. And Brahma, you know, predecessors of Vyasadeva, he is telling to Narada, hey, look, it is here. You know, in Kalisantrani Upanishad, which is the part of the Ayurveda, it has to the 16 names of the Lord is the combination or the formula of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The pure goodness is existing eternally, that is the internal potency, but the Sutta Sattva, that is the Vishnu Tattvas, are there. Jiva is also in Shuddha Tattva category, but it is overpowered, so Mishra Tattva, it is coming into. So that is from Shuddha Sattva to Mishra Sattva, means it's a fall down situation. Okay? And only Bhaktyonmukhi Sukruti of the previous life, that will help us to come to the point of performing Bhakti. Now, so the purificatory process starts from the holy name. Haridas Thakur says that anybody who chants one, he should be considered as a Vaishnava. Once only. That's good enough. But, you know, that means that his path of liberation will be opened up. So in the degree of his regularization in chanting, he will be purified and he will eventually become liberated from the bodily conception of life. So this is an important aspect that has to be very elaborately discussed. And Haridas Thakur says that the holy name, even though we have desire to take, and if we take, most of us do not have desire in the beginning. Nobody has emphasized in our life that please chant the holy name. No. Everybody knows it, but there is no emphasis. It's voluntary. Or if somebody is having inclination, you know, then probably it is due to his previous Bhaktyonmukhi Sukruti. Sukruti means meritorious activities. And he might have done towards devotion. Then it could have been, you know, fructifying in this life. So, the idea is that the recommendation to chant the holy name is a purificatory process. But holy name is not in ordinary. Because however you chant, whether you chant with a good conscience, that is not enough, because the holy name itself is Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatvam Nama Nami. This Chintamani means manifesting. When you speak the holy name, the Lord must be manifesting. If it is not, then there is some impediment you are imposing on the holy name. Not the holy name itself is incapable. But we, how do we do? Because again our position in Misra Sattva means overpowered by base modes of, mode of passion and ignorance covers the efficacy of the holy name. So first covering is called the ignorance about the efficacy. Ignorance is acting like a fog. But rest assured, just depend upon the holy name, which is like bright sunshine. Only sunshine can remove the fog. So, even that foggy or cloudy name, cloud comes by anarthas, right? Anarthas are dense, unwanted desires which are rising by asatrushna. Hradaya granthi creates a kind of foggy situation, means misconception about in our heart about the holy name. So it does not allow us to have full bright sunlight. In fog, you can have experience of light. You can see something, but it's a dim light. It's not like the sunlight, right? So in the cloud also much more denser, but the clouds are of anarthas. Anarthas mean unwanted things, you know, that we have been harboring. The first is created by Hradaya Granthi. Hradaya Granthi means tight knots of misconception in our heart. We think we are somebody, which we are not. That means it's a tight knot, and this false ego makes it very, very tight. So therefore we are not ready to accept. Right? Then the anarthas, over and above our ignorance, we have cultivated so many unwanted habits. We are accustomed or becoming a kind of conditioned by this bad habits. So they had to be removed, because how do you remove the cloud? By just puffing out, the cloud cannot. It is by the power of the sun, the cloud moves, because the wind or the hot air can become more agile, can move the cloud. So in the same way, both ignorance and anarthas can be removed by the holy name. But even though chanted the holy name through ignorance or having anarthas, the holy name is powerful enough to give you liberation. It will liberate you. There is no problem in liberation. The problem is there in the love of Godhead. So Haridas Thakur then describes the namabhas, which is created by the Hradaya Daurvalyam and Asatrushna. The weakness in the heart, the tight knots of misconception in the heart, is called Hradaya Daurvalyam, Durbalta, and Asatrushna. Asatrushna means hankering for unwanted things. Right? Now, he gives a beautiful treatise on receiving the holy name through the bona fide nature, because the object and subject are identical in the spiritual life. There is no difference. As for example, if the subject is holy name and object is Krishna, what is the difference? There's no difference. They are identical. So therefore, to have that identical object, that object has to be described Object has its nomenclature. Object has its shape or the form. Object has its qualities. And object has the activities. Alright? These four things are identifying any object. Anything. This is called harmonium. This is called tabla. It has form. It has qualities. You know, and it has activities. This guy gives rhythm and that's going to be sound. Right? So, in the spiritual nature, the object and subject, vishaya and vastu, both are same. In material world, vishaya and vastu are different. Right? Vishaya and vastu are different. Just like, who are you? Then what is your answer?
Aditya.
Aditya. But who is Aditya? This nose is Aditya? Then the soul is Aditya. Alright. Are you the soul or body?
Soul.
Soul. Okay. You are the soul. Then, but I cannot see the soul. The subject matter of who are you is different. You say, okay, I'm Aditya, but can I call your body Aditya? No, I have to call your soul Aditya. But I must recognize, you know. Therefore, the two things are separate, with the material body and spiritual soul. They are in opposite dimensions. So, to make it uniform, because soul is spiritual, it requires spiritual help. That is coming, that potency is coming from the holy name. And it must be served. So, Lord Shri Krishna and his potencies are non-different. This is also very well described in Shetashatra Upanishad. Says, Nachatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate natya samasam abhyadikachya drashyate parasya shaktir vividhiya sruyate swabhaviki jnana balakriya cha. The Supreme Personality of God. For him, there is no cause. And neither anything is for him to do anything. Karya and Karana, both are absent for him. Alright? So the soul should not have Karya and Karana. Because it's part and parcel of him. But because you have body, which is having Karya and Karana, right? You end up. Alright? So, soul is supposed to have its intrinsic function only in its own identity, and that is service to Lord Krishna. Alright? And it cannot be awakened without chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, these namabhas are there. Things have been described in detail. Haridas Thakur says, if we continue ignorance about the holy name, and if we continue the anarthas, then aparadhas are dead sure to come. They are manifesting, you know. So be aware, it will not allow you to go to the desired result of the prema, the love of God. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking him to reveal the aparadhas. And Haridas Thakur is telling the foremost 10 aparadhas. And he gives in detail why these aparadhas are highly detrimental to the purificatory process. So, he is telling that the first is very important, and to disable the orders of spiritual master is also very important. The rest are also having its own situations, but to understand the first, which is foremost like a mad elephant of Radha, it says the sadhu has qualities, 26 qualities of a sadhu. And these qualities can only come or emerge in him by purificatory process. A sadhu who is totally dedicated for the sake of the holy name, means the Supreme Lord, he has given up his life for that. Right? All these qualities are naturally developed in him. So, two qualities are, say, Swarupalakshan, means the constitutional position, and the attributes in the that position is the Jivira Swarupovir Krishna Nityada. And second is Tatastha Lakshan, the 26 qualities of sadhu should develop in him. And that is by yesterday we were talking that even a Mayavadi sannyasi can develop the Tatastha Lakshan, but he doesn't have the Swarup Lakshan. It's absent. Swarup Lakshan is total surrender to Lord Krishna. That cannot be seen. Others can be seen. Because we are in existence of duality, even the spirit soul but confined into the body, we have to show that particular path. But how a surrendered soul is recognized, you know, is 24 hours engaged in service of Krishna. You know. So, there are a lot of things described, but just to make a distinction, that a sadhu, who is the good quality, I mean, is embodiment of all the good qualities of all the demigods. Harava abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. If a devotee, I mean, if there is a non-devotee, abhakta, he doesn't accumulate anything. Kuto mahat guna. He doesn't have any good quality. But one who has yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana, the sadhu means he should be in a category of nishkinchan bhakti. Then all the symptoms will be developed in him. Sarva gunai tatra samasate sura. All the good qualities of all the demigods are simultaneously present in one embodiment of the sadhu. Therefore, a sadhu is the leader of even the demigods. A pure devotee is leader of even the demigods. A pure devotee like Prahlad. And we can see in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad's position is exalted. When all the demigods failed to appease Narsingdev, Brahma realized that Narsingdev appeared for Prahlad. So Prahlad, only you can glorify. So please go and calm down your master. And Prahlad was ready. The second offense is considering the demigods to be independent of Lord Krishna, means by their name and their existence, you know. So there is a analysis given here. There are 64 excellencies in Lord Shri Krishna in Goloka. Lord Narayan has only 60 in full. But Shankarshan Mahavishnu and the first Purushar, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, they are all Vishnu Tattvas, and these incarnations have 55 characteristics in full, plus 5 to only a degree. They will be delineated which are the 5 in the other. Then Lord Shiva and other demigods have 50 characteristics in full, and partially 5 are partially evident. But the jivas can have only 50 characters in it, and that too in minute quantity. So how is it the jiva, even qualitatively one, but minute quantity is there. And it cannot develop, you know, just like even the demigods. Jiva can gradually can come into the position of demigod, but the qualities to be, nobody can even compete towards Shiva. Shiva's position is never achieved by the jivas. So what to speak? To consider Krishna in 64's full excellencies, nobody, no other character is coming closer. You know? So naturally, how do Mayavadis differ on this? They say everything is same, all right, but they cannot understand what are the transcendental qualities. They cannot understand these qualities are developed through chanting of the holy name. So they are simply putting up a concoction, you know. And this concoction come exactly and diametrically opposing Lord Krishna's desire. Therefore, they are offenders of Lord Krishna. You know, Mayavadir Krishna Raparadi. You know, so they are simply against. All right. Then the third offense of disobeying the spiritual master is being described. That this necessity to go and surrender to the spiritual master, so you can be availed of the divine knowledge, and that will be your guidance to progress in spiritual realization. So Diksha and Siksha's importance, and those who are, you know, in total obedience, then they will have the access to it. The others are simply, you know, taking ages to come to that point. It is said spiritual master must be strict with his disciple. He must correct the prospective disciple before giving them initiation, and punish wayward initiated ones. The scriptures recommend that both the spiritual master and disciple place each other under strict scrutiny before mutual acceptance. Then, naturally, if the spiritual master is supposed to give us the accessibility to our original swarupa, then how come he's an ordinary man that we can, you know, disobey? Yesterday we were talking, today in the class, in Srimad Bhagavatam class, there were also some anecdotes. Srila Prabhupada was approached by some devotee with difficulty in chanting and this and that. And Prabhupada said, "What is the difficulty? What is the difficulty?" Then it started, "So, you have no determination." "Without determination, you took initiation. How is it possible? If you are not determined, then why did you give promise in front of the deity, front of the devotees, and the fire sacrifice? That's bad. What's wrong? Why did you take? Why are you cheating? Why are you cheating?" As simple as it. Determination is required. That yes, you want to go to Krishna, you want to progress towards him. So, unless and until you have determination, you can't accomplish. If you are determined, if you know that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, if you have come to the point that you want to worship the Supreme Lord, okay, without determination, you cannot. So, who fixes the determination? The taste in the holy name. The holy name will give you determination. Chant Hare Krishna. Come hell or high water, chant Hare Krishna. And you will gain the inner strength. Alright? So, this is very important. So, in this way, he describes all 10 offenses. Huh? Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, oh, you know all the 10 offenses, so you should also know the offenses in the deity worship. Seva aparad. And Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, I'm a Malaycha. I'm not allowed in the temple even. I haven't seen even a deity in my life. I just see Sudarshan Chakra from far away and worship, that's all. Yes, you worship. Now you know. Of course, and because the holy name is identical with the form of the Lord that is revealing to you, you know it. Tell me. So Haridas Thakur, yes, yes, my Lord. So Haridas Thakur describes that some scriptures describe 50, others 32, or like that. So he is giving us all the seva aparadhas. Seva aparadhas are pertaining to the congregation, pertaining to the pujaris, pertaining to the deity installation. There are seva aparadhas there. So the various kinds in detail, Haridas Thakur just described. He didn't go even on the altar. And he knows everything. That is the mercy of the holy name. You know, because he was worshipping holy name. He is worshipping the holy name. Okay. So we see this important fact that unless and until a devotee clears out and becomes ready to chant offenselessly, then Bhakti Devi will be pleased upon. Bhakti Devi is the embodiment of Samvit Shakti, means Chit Potency, and Ladini Potency. Bhakti is full of knowledge and bliss. It is identical with Lord Krishna. It's identical with Lord Krishna. So, that is important. Lord Chaitanya, oops. Okay. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased by the explanation of the glories of the holy name. He anointed Haridas as Namacharya. He asked from Haridas about the seva aparadhas, offenses made during the execution of devotional service. Haridas never did any of the kind of devotional service of deity worship. Yet because he was ordained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started to reply. He describes varieties of seva aparadhas. Some describe 32, others 50. They are classified into four categories, the name pertaining to the persons engaged in the deity worship, those pertaining to the installation of deity worship, those pertaining to those taking darshan of the deities in the temple, and those generally apply in all cases. These lists are also given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The service is the foremost, therefore there is hardly any opportunity for seva aparadha. So, one who is accustomed to all these, warnings, they are for safeguard, so we may utter the holy name purely. Just to utter one holy name purely, you will have to keep all this awareness, but rest assured, this awareness is arising by the power of the holy name. Now, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to relish the Namarasa, the topmost spiritual science of the mellows of the holy name, because it is Rasamurti. రసము రస విగ్రహ నామచింతామణి కృష్ణ చైతన్య రస విగ్రహ. రస విగ్రహ మీన్స్ ఎంబోడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద మెలోస్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ ద హోలీ నేమ్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్, దే ఆర్ ఇన్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. You think that because you chanted few names, that's why you have a lot of bhavas in you. Forget it. They are all attributed to the holy name. Without the mercy of the holy name, you will never reflect those powers. We can reflect a little bit, but they are originating in the rasa vigra itself. The holy name is a rasa vigra. So, here we have to understand something that generally people do not dwell into, because it's first too difficult to take out the holy name. We will look into the detail, but let me try to explain this system of bhajan of confidential worship. It's very important. So, Haridas Thakur replies that Rasovaisaha, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is full of transcendental mellows. The rasa that exists beyond 24 elements of material nature is transcendental. It is ever blissful and resides at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Chit Shakti reveals the Supreme Object, His holy name, abode, pastimes, beauty, etc. It is also called Parashakti. Maya Shakti, this material nature, is Aparashakti. Jivas are the Mukta and Nityabaddha Jiva. So the holy name is like a bud of a flower. Alright? The flower is rasa itself. It invokes the enchanting Shyamsundara form. It means when one takes regular holy name, then the form is, you know, coming out. So it invokes the enchanting Shyamsundara form of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. 64 transcendental qualities are like an irresistible fragrance of the flower. Now, partially blossomed bud means one who receives the form of the Lord, it is by the mercy of the holy name that he will be. And who serves regularly with determination, then he will be given the form of the Lord. Then it says, okay, it fully blossoms to reveal the pastimes of the Lord called Ashtakaliya Lila. Ashtakaliya Lila are the pattern of daily worship. Just like in the morning, you know, get for Mangalarti, right? You prepare yourself, you prepare your paraphernalia and enter in a very systematic way. So, starting from the morning up to you rest in the night, there are 8 praharas. A prahara is about 1.5 hours. So 8 means how many?
12 hours.
It's a 12 hours of rokri seva, what we call it. What do you call rokri? You are an accountant. Cash. Rokri means cash. You know? It is so solid that 12 hours, you know, you have to spend. Generally, our recommendation comes that, like Mother Yashoda, starting from the early morning to the night till, you know, her Lala is sleeping, then that kind of activities we have to include. So the temple worship is based with full 64 upacharas. We have to perform that. But in the household life, we are given little restrictions that, little liberty is there. Little, not too restricted, but little. How the development of rasa is manifesting, that is the system, in the infinitesimal jiva, the minuscule bhakti shakti, and the combination of the ladi and samvit shakti is there. It is there in the jiva. Because jiva is constitutionally also sat-chit-anand. The chit and anand shakti is combining. And when holy name is served, the bhakti, which is the embodiment of these two, she manifests. So she allows the jiva to fully recognize these two potencies, becomes in tune or harmonious to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra purely. That is called Shuddhana. Otherwise, we are not chanting even Shuddhana. It is in Abhas, Nama Abhas. That's why the initial sequence has been described. It is a very rigid system. But if you don't understand, then you do not understand the efficacy of the Holy Name. You have no faith in the Holy Name. Haridas Thakur, he said, faith in the Holy Name alone can give you the highest result of Krishna Prem. But without arising the pure form of Bhakti Devi, which can only be arising with the purification of the soul, who can chant offenselessly, and then his Bhakti Devi within his own heart appears. Bhakti Devi is the combination of Samvit and Ladini Shakti. So when she becomes merciful, then and then we can chant Holy Name purely. Then what happens? That is what is described. The Swarupa Shakti contains the very essence of Ladini and Samvit potency. That is Jivira Swarupa Hoyer Krishna Nitya Das. Dasatva means he is subservient to Lord Krishna's desires. Not he has any desire of his own. So Krishna is a Nitya Das, and this is his eternal position in Goloka. If there is any kind of misunderstanding there, he falls down immediately. This is the level of fall down. So in Vaikuntha, this is not there. Goloka is not there. But this happens at the Brahma Jyoti. When one is liberated, in devotional service, then pure devotional service should start. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kankshati Samat Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. So, Bhaktim Labhate Param, Parabhakti will be only obtainable after one gets the bodily conception of life. Alright? So, therefore, we must be guarded. Now see how grilling situation is in developing the rasa in the pure state. So the amalgam of the Swarup Shakti with the Jiva's bliss and knowledge produces a mentality conducive to pure spontaneous devotion known as Bhakti Swarupam Shakti. Thus one reaches perfection known as Thai Bhav, or the permanent emotion called Rati. There are four bhavas combined to perform Rati to Rasa. They are Vibhava, Anubhava, Sattvic and Vyabhichari, Sanchari Bhava. So, everyone has a deep composition. You know, that what is this? What these bhavas are there? So, classification is there. Alright? This subject matter take 5 days to explain. Alright? Only this subject matter. Generally we don't touch because we are not at that level, you know. So then there are the elements and so Again, rasa is like machine. Rasi or rati or permanent emotion is the axle of the machine. Once the machine starts moving, by the combined energy of the four bhavas, the permanent emotion called sthayi bhava is then converted into rasa. The devotee who is ashraya or the shelter or a container of ecstatic love for Krishna becomes the enjoyer of that rasa. And the rasa mentioned here is vraja rasa or spiritual mellows of Vrindavan and not of Vaikuntha even. Alright? So, how do we go about? First of all, we have to become an introspective devotee. Amongst the introspective jivas, he who is attracted to devotional service is the most elevated. The path of bhakti features two occupations, deity worship and chanting and meditating on the holy name on the beads. All nine limbs of devotional service reside in the holy name, but chanting and remembering are the two best limbs. There are three kinds of introspective jivas. Kanishta adhikari, madhyam adhikari and uttam adhikari. How they differentiate with each other? A kanishta adhikari look only to the deity and doesn't care about devotees. Doesn't understand the mechanism, doesn't understand or doesn't participate to the knowledge of the absolute truth. Alright? So, the Madhyam Adhikari is a pure devotee and is very firmly situated in devotion. And he interacts with both the deity and the devotees. While the Uttam Adhikari interacts equally without any discrimination with the deity, devotee and non-devotee. He is called Uttam Adhikari. Right? Because he sees on the platform of Paramatma realization. This is the first and foremost advantage of the holy name, hearing and chanting, is that you will realize yourself along with Paramatma. Paramatma offers you the holy name and Paramatma is revealing himself first so you can realize yourself. Otherwise, that sambandha as part and parcel will never be, you know, important in our life. If the master reveals himself, the servant knows his position and his relationship is fructified. You know, in that way. Master has to reveal and master reveals us. It's not that we are revealing the master. Don't ever think other way around. You know? We have no energy, no potency. You know? No potency to have the knowledge, to remember anything, no potency. Even to forget, we don't have any potency. Therefore, Krishna says that I give you. You ask me, do you want to forget me? Okay, I will make you forget. Tathastu. Right? Like that. So, anyway, there are five main rasas. Oh, wait a minute. The introspective jiva devotee must first discard all the 10 offenses and firmly meditate on Krishna. Next, he goes on to practice the remembrance of Krishna's pastimes, the Lila Smaranam or the pastime. So remember, I want to tell you in detail with another slideshow that this is our GBC's consideration that 2 years back in the GBC meeting this has been discussed. So, you should listen very carefully. I'm just giving you a very quick synopsis of the system of Bhajana Pranali. There are five main rasas of the spiritual mellows. Sorry. Lila Smaranam and Siddha Swarup and so on. Oh my God, it is... we don't want to talk in the air, so we will leave. Right? Shanta Dasya, Sakyam, Vatsalyan, Shringar or Madhurya. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are supposed to meditate on the Shringar Rasa. But when? That will We will discuss after this system is explained. Alright? Devotees eligible to enter into conjugal rasa are intimate followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaurangera Sanghi Sanghe Nitya Siddha Karimane. Therefore, you have to understand their charitra. Reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, how intimate devotees they were for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? What are their, rasas? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of them, selected only two. Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. Nobody else knew the internal bhava of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, how we are the followers in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, we have to understand, we have to take it. So, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this rasa, Krishna has many female group leaders, but everyone prefers Radharani. She is the direct manifestation of Krishna's Swarupa Shakti, spiritual potency, and all other Vraja Gopis and her expansions are also coming from her. She is the absolute embodiment of all the rasas. So service to Lord Krishna in Vraja is impossible without first taking shelter of Vraja Gopis. Alright? So that's the system now. It is stuck. Looks like the computer doesn't find any rasa.
Could not digest all this.
You are showing your capacity. It's stuck. Anyway, take it off and put up another slide.
Came out.
It's moving. Oops, sorry. Okay. The jiva, first of all, is not entitled to serve Lord Krishna in conjugal mellow as a male. It is therefore best possible in the form of Vrajagopi. One can become a Vrajagopi when 11 transcendental symptoms adorn the heart, and they are Sambandha, then Nama, Rupa, Yuth Pravesh, Vesha, Agnya, Vasasthana, not Hasasthana, Seva, Parakashta. Parakashta means the highest excellence. Then Palyadasi Bhava. So these are the 11 symptoms must be recognized. And who can recognize?
Spiritual master.
Only spiritual master can recognize. So what does he do? He has to offer the possible candidate that who have chanted purely and got an attachment for it, then he can meditate on this conjugal rasa, but he has to accept different stages gradually. So they are called Shravanadasa, then Varanadasha, acceptance on a particular group, there possible his bhava can develop, and Smaranadasha, always remembering that particular mellow, and that is the meditation. But it is such a concentrated meditation that other things are totally out. Means he should not become part of this so-called grahastha life. He should live in such an intimacy, in such a place where no material attachments can deviate. Because these are internal bhajan. Internal bhajan has to be done without any disturbance or anybody's presence even. Seven except gurus, is monitoring. If they are doing in a daily chore, forget it. It's not a steady state. Sthayi bhava never come there. Now, apanadasha means it's a stage of application. One should apply to come under the shelter of one of the Yutheswaris. Make a requisition or a petition, the Guru can recommend, but again, he can do only trial and error. There it is safe. He cannot tell you for definite. No. Hold on. Let's try to approach and that humble attitude, that you will be accepted. So, then sampatti dasa, when one receives the acceptance, it is the real inheritance. Sampatti is inherited. So naturally, whatever swarupa we had at the time, when we were with Krishna, is regained. If not, then Guru has to put you through other channels. It's a very, very, filtration process. Very, very thorough filtration process. Role of the spiritual master is essential, so much that every stage he has to refer to spiritual master, whether he is doing right or wrong. Otherwise, the liability is too much on the head of the spiritual master. Too much. Okay? So, we see, okay, Haridas Thakur says that there are three essential traits that must be cultivated to obtain success in chanting. Saintly association, isolation from disturbances of mundane life, and determination, confidence and enthusiasm. He prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O Lord, kindly shower upon me your causeless mercy, ahituki kripa. I pray that you grant me entry into the realm of bhakti rasa. Saying this, Haridas Thakur fell unconscious in the loving ecstasy at the lotus feet of the Lord, fully surrendered to him. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya was moved by the divine loving emotions. He lifted Haridas up and embraced him. The Lord then spoke in confidence to him, O Haridas, listen attentively to what I have to say. The truth about the holy name will be hidden by mischievous rascals who will create a dark shroud of ignorance over the entire world. At that time, these excellent and unrivaled instructions of yours about chanting in the association of saintly persons shall be understood only a handful of devotees. Mischievous persons means sahajiyas, bowels and so on, who propagate mundane doctrine disguised as teachings of Mahaprabhu. Indeed, they conceal from the world the pure philosophy of Krishna consciousness expounded by the Lord himself in his Sikshashtakam. The jiva is blessed with pure bhakti only on the strength of his sukruti and faith. Not everyone is entitled to have such devotion. In order to intensify their devotion, I have descended and propagated the chanting of the holy name as the religion of this age. The chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is factually the jiva's inherent and eternal religion. Oh Haridas, I depend upon you to accomplish this task, and thus I heard from you about the glories of the holy name. Harinam Chintamani, the touchstone of the Lord's holy name, is an unfathomable mine of divine nectar. Whoever tastes it is truly fortunate and is blessed by Krishna. He is the great soul and always blissful, serves the Lord Krishna in spontaneous loving devotion. I am a fallen soul. I clasp his feet and humbly pray that the remnants of this nectar is be distributed profusely, thus spreading the divine bliss to everyone. That is written by Thakur Bhakti Vinod Ki. So, now we are looking into the nectar of devotion in a worldwide preaching mission that ISKCON is engaged in. The question from JBC chairman came, what to do when chanting Hare Krishna? Should we just hear or can we think of Krishna's pastimes? What do we do?
Maharaj, go to the top and see slideshow.
Okay. Where does it say?
On top.
Yeah, right hand side, right hand side.
On slideshow, okay, all right.
And view show.
Okay. Then what?
Yes, then what? Just view show.
Now you can just use the arrow button to go forward.
Yes.
This is applicable to everyone without reservation. This question is included in a greater questions. How are different levels of Krishna consciousness accommodated in ISKCON? And how are different types of devotional service, spontaneous, regulated, accommodated in ISKCON? The stages of advancement in Krishna consciousness, adav shraddha tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya atha anartha nivritti shya tatva
ruchi
asukti. What is after anartha nivritti?
Nishtha.
Tato nishtha, ruchi asakti bhav and prem. These are the 9 stages of development. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is firmly declared that the steady adherence of transcendentalists to their respective spiritual position constitutes real piety, and that sin occurs when transcendentalists neglect his prescribed duty. The premise is that in whichever position we think we are in, whether are we performing the duties according to that position in serving Krishna, Lord Krishna. We may think we may be great elevated devotees of ourselves, right? But are we performing great elevated devotional service? What does Srila Prabhupada say? First deserve and then desire. Rather, think that you are great and you do not do anything. Right? First deserve and then desire. What are the qualifications that determine advancement? They are the degrees of faith, knowledge, love, attachment and greed. Right? Conclusion 1. So, what do you think? in ISKCON we should do. We accept that devotees at different stages of advancement engage in different kinds of cultivation. Means first, before performing any activity, they must have some cultivation or the culture of cultivation. Krishna consciousness is the culture of cultivation. We have to cultivate that first. Without cultivating anything, we propose something that I am this, I am that, I know better than you guys and this and... No. Keep out. Alright? Whatever their level of advancement, devotees must externally conduct themselves as regulated Madhyam Adhikaris. Because that is the best position of observance. Madhyam Adhikari that we saw, the second grade, that they see the deity and they see the devotees too. On the equal platform. They respect the devotees. Those who are trying to advance, those who are serious, they associate with them. Alright? Devotees conduct themselves as follows. The advanced devotee who is inclined to spontaneous loving devotional service should follow the activities of a particular associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. He should execute service externally as a regulated devotee as well as internally from his self-realized position. Alright? Thus he should perform devotional service both externally and internally. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita given. So the thing is, here it is explained that we also saw that those who want to enter into spontaneous devotional service, loving service, they must have an association in Yutheshwari. But without cultivating those 11 symptoms, being recognized by his guru, nobody can enter into the unknown territory. Alright? Because you never know what is going to come. First of all, if we measure ourselves without the guru measuring ourselves, there will be a controversy. We may be cheating ourselves and gurus as well. So instead of developing spontaneous devotional service, we may end up offending. So better watch out. The position is best expressed that he should execute all the prescribed duties externally while remaining detached from inside. Alright? But in the spiritual life, also he should expertly perform all devotional service which is visible. Both externally also and internally he will relish. Alright? So he should act on both the ways. In the transcendental realm of Vraja, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, that is spiritual practice executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, that is God realization. When one is a siddha purna or spiritually perfect soul, not before that. If one is not a siddha purna or a spiritually perfect soul, then he should not try to imitate an associate of Lord Krishna. So if you actually, this is what Srila Prabhupada says so empathetically, so if you actually hear about Krishna's pastimes and with Radharani, that is in the conjugal love, then Radharoga Kam Apahinoti. then our heart disease, lusty desire will vanish. That is the result. I have repeatedly said, so if you become more lusty by seeing the pastimes of Krishna with Radharani, of hearing, that means you are not fit. Stop it. Stop it. Don't be foolish. See? The spiritual master becomes heavy. So, what are the qualifications? For what to think while we chant? Alright. Those who have come up to the stage of Anartha Nivritti, they simply keep on hearing Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Those who are on the Nishtha platform, Nishtha platform means the progress from Shraddha, Satsang, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti. Alright? Then comes Nishtha. So those who are in the Nishtha, then they can receive the form. Means their hearing, chanting should continue, you know, in association with the devotees, right? And he must be free from all the anarthas. Then he can receive the form. He can understand the form. Then, if one develops the taste, then he can meditate on the divine qualities of the soul. The divine qualities of the Supreme will make him divine, and he will also exhibit those 26 qualities of a pure devotee. Not before that. Those who have attachment to the pastime, I mean, with Lord Krishna's service and the qualities are also come, then and then the pastimes are available to him to understand. Or he can relate. And during that time of asakti, the apan dasa, varana dasa, all these dasas, all the stages are manifesting. And then if they are on the bhava platform, then and then rasa is the meditation, nothing else. So in this way, we accept that qualified devotees may engage in cultivation of different kinds of devotional service, and spontaneous devotees must conduct themselves as regulated Madhyam Bhakta and cultivate spontaneous devotional service internally and privately. Don't expose yourself. It's a stern warning. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the highest perfection in four things that we are supposed to do. That Aradhyas Vrajendra Tanaya. If you want to worship, then worship Lord Shri Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Taddhamam Vrindavanam, and reside in Vrindavan. You worship the holy dham, Vrindavan. Ramya Kajit Upasana Vrajavadur Jakarupita. If you want to perform the particular type of devotional service, then follow in the footsteps of gopis. Take the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puranam. So these are the four things. There is nothing more to achieve after that. So, In our attempt to perform devotional service, we have been given lofty ideals, but we must qualify. Chanting, however, is the first and foremost and the last thing ever to continue. Meanwhile, this perfectional stages will come on the strength of a very pure chanting. Without determination, even you don't want to chant. You can't chant. You will fail. You will have a lot of excuses. Right? What to speak, uttering one Krishna in the purest stage of our heart. When we have a lot of misconception, heart is not pure. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheto Darpana Marjana. He showed how to cleanse Gundicha temple for receiving the Lord in the heart. These pastimes are so excellent to understand. Most precious gem of the most confidential service is revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who can understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? In the mood of separation, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, they understood. But they are teaching. Right? Then what is the function of Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself. He is the topmost servitor of Lord Krishna. His own personal expansion. That Nityananda Ram, Heno Vine Nithai Bhai Radha Krishna Paitenai. Without the mercy of Nityananda, nobody can receive Radha Krishna. So we should understand, when we chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
the Rama Tattva will be explained by Nityananda Prabhu in the form of the Guru Tattva. So we shouldn't take anything ordinary, cheap, or it's just what is in a mantra. We have so many mantras. But none will be excellent or come to the point of even comparability to the Yuga Dharma that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought. So one should chant, you know, with determination, 16 rounds, you know, then everything by the mercy of the Holy Name will reveal. Nama Rupa Guna Leela. So, Nam always comes first and it reveals the form, but without the Nam you can't worship the form. So continue worshipping the Nam and the form. Then only the divine qualities will be manifested. So again, with divine qualities manifested, you have to continue serving the Holy Name and the form. So then we will be able to get an entry into the Leela. That is called Ananya Bhakti. Bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidho arjun gyatum drashtum chatatvena praveshtum cha parantapa. Only by undivided devotional service. See how much undivided devotional service is here. What is trying to divide our devotional service, our whimsical thought of mind and this and that, is also barred out. That becomes undivided. Whatever is divisive, it's nullified. That is called undivided devotional service. We have a lot of opinions. If you try to take opinion, your opinion will be different, your opinion will be, at whatever stage, because we are at different stages. But we don't serve the holy name by hearing it. Then our development will be there. Our opinions will subside and we'll get the opinion of the Shastra. Don't believe it, experience it. If you are intelligent, just follow as it is. There is no question of believing or experiencing. Just take it, understand. That is called the best intelligence. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? No.
There was a third question, There was a third question, I thought. Or did I miss?
What is the third question?
Under ISKCON, something.
Huh?
Under ISKCON, what is the provision for Raja Bhakti? Like that. There was a question like that, some third question which I didn't understand.
No. What was the first one? Tell me.
What should we meditate on?
There are different stages. If we are at the stage of anartha nivritti, right? We are advised to hear only. If we are on the stage of... This is the one?
No.
Previous
go
to?
Go behind, yeah. No. First slide, I think. First
previous?
Yeah, previous.
Still above.
Where?
Still above.
The question contained the word ISKCON in it.
Above that.
Yes.
There are only two types
of devotional service accomplished. Okay.
This question, how are different types of devotional service or spontaneous or regulated? They are accommodated. There are some devotees who want to perform a spontaneous devotional service because they must have reached. Because do you think holy name is important? It is potent. Who knows? It is depending upon their internal, practice. If they are so much enthusiastic and they are performing outright spontaneous devotional service, but they may not be externally exposed, internally they may be. So, these are the regulated or spontaneous service. But I will give you the answer from Harinam Chintamani itself. If we follow Rupa Goswami's pattern, the stages of asakti, bhava and prem are spontaneous. Asakti, bhava and prem are spontaneous. The others are regulated. Adav Shaddha Tato Sadhu Sangata Bhajana Kriyatha Nathir Nurvita Tatonishta Tatha Ruchi. Up to the six stages, they are regulated. But the taste will, when it is hankering, when you hanker for the taste, then it should be spontaneous. Asakti, just like we are materially attached. Anything material, we are immediately attracted and attached to it. Is it not? So it is a spontaneous reaction. Suppose these two boys are fighting. And they are so wild. The spontaneous reaction of their mothers will be right here. Spontaneous. Right? Spontaneous reaction. Now, do you think in Krishna's service, the spontaneity will be also there? To serve spontaneous. Now, spontaneity means You must have at least asakti. So at that stage, you know, the accommodation is there. There may be some devotees are there, because Rupa Goswami is profound, teachings. If somebody follows very strictly, there is every possibility some devotees are there. So how in ISKCON they can be also accommodated? That was the question. So, yes, and that what we saw. Right? Asakti means actually he can have an entry of pastimes. And he may internally, he is advised. Those who are on spontaneous devotion, he is advised. Keep it internal. Don't make a show outside. Become a Madhyam Adhikari, because you will be example. Even though you are Uttam Adhikari, behave on the platform. Srila Prabhupada Uttam Adhikari came amongst the neophytes as Madhyam Adhikari, as a spiritual master. Spiritual master come from Madhyam Adhikari. Don't anticipate Uttam Adhikari should be. Yeah, if he becomes, you are fortunate. You know? But it's not necessarily. Otherwise, Uttam Adhikari has equivision. He is not interested. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, vajagadishikam. That is Uttam Adhikari's level. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that formula. Anyway, thank you very much. Oh, yes.
My question was, when we say that that if we have the spontaneous devotion, we should not show in the external symptoms, but that could be example that people might think that, you know, even somebody following for lifetimes, he has not achieved that kind of spontaneity. And other time, if somebody shows, one might think that, you know, he has a sentimentalism.
Right.
So that either there will be example or not, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But the thing is that how spontaneity and those symptoms are developed, you know, that is in the confidential bhajan, is there. It doesn't arise just like that. But nonetheless, the guarantee is in Rupa Goswami's process, that those who go through Vaidhi Bhakti, a stage-wise development, it is possible that within this lifetime, everything will manifest. You know? And he will be able to receive sthayi bhava, the steady emotions, which will be very distinguishable, you know. And only Guru can recommend to further up through those systems, you know, and encourage him. But there is also a spontaneous devotional service as a method that regardless, you are not free from bodily conception of life, yet you want to express contaminated bhava, so contaminated bhava. Just like many people come to Vrindavan to play Holi with Baki Bihari. Spontaneous, they want to. There are groups of people, but under care of a bona fide spiritual master, that is also valid system. But Haridas Thakur says that the steady emotions will never rise in yugas. So what is the use to follow that path? It's risky. Because they come and play for 2 days holy and then go again back to their normal life. You know, and they play holy of quarrel and dissension and material pleasures. So it defies the purpose. Therefore, steady emotions in yugas never arise for them. It means it's a risky business. Rather, go through authorized processes in a very In Kali Yuga, who will be on a steady emotion? People are not even having desire to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Do you think they will get steady emotions? No, you are joking. So in this way you have to understand, you know, that why do we anticipate in Israel? Don't try to look for who is in a Bhava Murti. You know, if you want to see such a situation, just visit Kripalu Ashram. Isn't it? Have you heard of him? He said he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar. He is in Bhava. He promotes Bhava. And they do not chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra either. And it is so much obnoxious. You know? Only women join it. Those who are on the sentimental platform. But they think that sentiments are, you know, the only thing. Steady emotions never arise in yugas. While it is guaranteed in this lifetime, it one makes a dead sure progress under the care of bona fide spiritual master, and he may achieve it. The process is perfection, Prabhupada said. This process that Rupa Goswami gave us is perfect. But it depends upon me. How do I follow? I may be imperfect, but the process I follow is perfect. So insist on the process which is identical. This, the sadhya, sadhak, sadhya and sadhan. It depends upon the sadhan and sadhya. If they are two identical, imperfect, and if a sadhak is following, then rest assured he will be protected for that perfection. To progress on the path of pure devotion is like walking on the razor's edge. A wrong misconception, there it goes. It cuts off. There is deviation. And you'll be off the track. Anyway.
That's one more question. No?
Oh.
One more question.
Okay.
In the beginning of your lecture, when you were showing the word document, you talked about the various, the number of qualities which Bhagavan, Lord Krishna.
Yes.
Now, just before that, we discussed that Prahlad is higher than the demigods. But now there are when we talk about the Goswamis, etc. Now they would fall under Jivatattva.
Who?
The Goswamis.
Yes.
Now how can then they have lesser qualities than the demigods who have more qualities? That was my question.
No. You don't understand that. A pure devotee is Jivatattva, but he is totally surrendered. Then he gets all the divine qualities embedded in all the demigods. That is the sloka. It says, Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kutu mahat guna manorathina asati dhavato bhai. Those who are conditioned souls, however perfect they may try to live, but there are no good qualities. No divine qualities ever to be found in them. While one who is totally surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and simultaneously detaching himself with the material world, you know, he develops all the good qualities of all the demigods. So, when all the demigods are residing within one embodiment, who is better? Who is better?
The devotee.
Excuse me, Maharaj, the same question. These demigods, they also don't have good quality, like you are saying, the devotee.
They have partial. On their own. But don't you think they are so much entangled in the material affairs? Mm. They are not akinchana.
Demigods are not akinchana. Yeah.
Demigods are, they are kinchana. That's why you go kichu kichu do. Kuch na kuch do means kanchan. Kinchan. Akinchan. Nishkinchana. Namna pranita java. We have to take the dust off their lotus feet and smear. Then our devotion will progress. All right?
Maharaj, why did you say that Mirabai only had impersonal liberation when she was so devoted and she was spending all her time singing the kirtans?
Who told?
That's what I have heard.
I didn't hear.
So that she just got impersonal liberation. It didn't make sense to me.
Probably the impersonalists wanted to have vote of Mirabai on their side. I don't think. Mirabai was a devotee. A devotee can never get impersonal liberation. He may go to Vaikuntha if you. But what I understood that she met with Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan, and she was the only one who got convinced of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She wrote beautiful bhajan. Let's sing. You never heard of that bhajan? Ab to hari naam lo lagi. You know it. Then, do you know any other bhajan afterwards that she ever wrote? She gave up her bhavas. They are not wanted. Jiva Goswami explained her. Otherwise, one who has reached to all the bhavas, how come she said, Abato Harina? From now onwards, I am simply resorting to the holy name. And she came after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Got it? I don't know. A devotee never gets impersonal liberation. A devotee is not meant for.
That's why I was surprised when I heard that.
You heard. I think there must be.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada also
mentioned. It's not your fault. Probably the one who gave you the it must be it. You know,
Srila Prabhupada also mentioned somewhere in one of the purports.
What?
About Mirabai something. I don't remember what.
I don't know. In ISKCON, they call Mirabai. Remember? Mirabai. Anyway.
So, when we are chanting, we should concentrate on trying to hear the name rather than thinking of Krishna's pastimes.
Yes.
Because we are at that level now.
Yes. Here. Try to meditate on the holy vibration. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.